American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, apparently, and again, here's another liberal judge stepping in to tell President Trump that he can't defend our own country, that he can't protect federal property, that he can't deploy the National Guard to defend the men and women of ICE.
Huh.
So a federal judge, you heard right, a federal judge, one unelected black robe bureaucrat.
I'm not questioning that. He's been doing it all year.
Has now ruled that President Trump cannot send troops to defend ICE offices from violent mobs, from vandalism, or domestic chaos.
In which city?
Anywhere.
Anywhere in the U.S.?
Anywhere in the U.S.
A nationwide injunction? The Supreme Court's already ruled on nationwide injunctions already this year.
Well, you know, the court system can rule against Trump, and, you know, of course, it'll probably go up to the United States Supreme Court.
It'll all be shot back down.
But the American people are with President Trump. The American people are on the side of law and order. This is according to a Rasmussen report that says 52% of likely U.S. voters support the president's plan to deploy the National Guard to defend ICE facilities.
Because why not?
Well, I mean, this isn't a fringe opinion.
No, this is mainstream.
This is not
opinion.
Radical. That's a majority of Americans, including Democrats, by the way, who say, yes, Mr. President, protect the people who protect us.
If you're not willing to allow the National Guard to protect federal facilities, then what you're in favor of is people using violence for political reasons. That's what Antifa is. Antifa, they say they're anti-fascist. They're not. They are actually operating in a very traditional fascist mode. And fascists use violence for political means. That's what Antifa does. So they're using violence to try and stop ICE from doing something that they politically disagree with, which is enforcing immigration laws. Okay, so if you're saying Donald Trump can't use the National Guard to enforce the law, then what you're in favor of is people being able to violate the law. And that either makes you an anarchist or it makes you a fascist because you believe in the politics.
Yeah, but see, ICE, look, for you Democrats listening, ICE isn't some villainous agency, no matter what your radical left says. It's the frontline defense against the criminal underbelly of illegal immigration, sex trafficking, the MS-13 gangs, the fentanyl smugglers. I mean, these ICE agents put their lives on the line every day to protect Americans. Now, yes, it doesn't fit your narrative with regards to illegal immigration because they're deporting folks, but that's not all that they're doing.
The left has put out this fiction that illegal immigration is a victimless crime. It is not. Illegal immigration would allow people to come into the U.S., and when they're in the U.S., they are taking away jobs and resources from people who have a legitimate legal right to be here. What's more is the more illegal immigrants we have into this country, the fewer legal immigrants we can have. So for every illegal immigrant we're allowing into the country, that's another legal immigrant we're not allowing into the country. Those people are losing out. When the illegal immigrants are taking away resources from cities like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, who do you think those resources otherwise would be going to? Minority and low-income neighborhoods in those same cities. This is not a victimless crime.
No, the folks who are suffering are ordinary Americans.
Yes.
Who you know, some
usually low-income Americans.
Well, who live near these ICE offices, who go to work every day, who just want peace and safety in their communities. And when these ICE facilities and ICE officers are attacked, when these agents are assaulted, when these facilities are vandalized, the message to every police officer and Border Patrol agent in the country is, you're on your own.
Right.
I mean, and yet the president has their back. And the court system is stepping in between that.
And that's what I think the police officers understand. I think every law enforcement officer in the country, maybe not everyone, because you're going to have some leftist sheriffs here and there. But I think most police officers, and certainly most police unions, understand that the Democrat Party is anti-police. The Democrat Party is anti-law and order. It's not just that they're saying they don't want ICE deporting illegal immigrants. They want to be able to continue their vandalism against the government facility. They want to be able to continue fighting cops who try and stop them. They want to be able to continue looting stores. They want to be able to do their misdemeanor robbery of up to $1,000 of free stuff in stores. They just get to walk in, take it, and go home. Police officers aren't in favor of that. Democrat politicians are. Democrat protesters are. That is not democracy. That is anarchy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, this fight isn't over. I mean, the courts can continue to slow Trump down, but they can't stop the will of the people, the spirit of law and order, the accountability and the sovereignty. I mean,
Trump's been losing some of these local court cases, district court cases. When they get into the appeals court, he's been winning those. And if he doesn't win them in the appeals court, he's been winning them in the Supreme Court.
But deep down, I think Americans understand, we all understand what's at stake. If the president of the United States cannot protect his own law enforcement officers from attack,
right,
then no one of us is safe.
Which is what the Democrats ultimately, I don't know if the Democrats want, it's what Antifa ultimately wants. Antifa doesn't want anybody safe because they are trying to put in their own fascist government. I say all the time, the Democrat Party is the party of projection. As soon as they start calling you a fascist, you know what it is they want. They want fascism. They just want to be the ones who are doing it.
Well, the divide could not be clearer, because in America today, under Trump, the law means something. If you enter illegally, you're going to be sent home.
Quickly.
If you attack federal property, you're going to be arrested. If you resist law enforcement, you face consequences. That's called civilization.
Right.
And for these judges, the opposite apparent, not all judges, but
the ones
activist judges against the president.
The activist judges that the Democrats are judge shopping to get. Have you wondered how many of these cases seem to be in some of the same courtrooms?
And by the way, while you're demonizing the National Guard, let's talk about them for just a moment, because they're not just a bunch of soldiers.
No.
They're citizens.
Right.
They're teachers. They're teachers. They're truck drivers. They're engineers.
That's right.
Small business owners who put on the uniform to serve their country and their communities.
That's right.
And when the president calls them up to defend ICE offices, he's not militarizing the government. He's protecting the very institutions that keep us safe. These are the same National Guard members who show up after hurricanes, who rescue flood victims, who patrol our borders in emergencies.
Yeah.
And the left wants you to believe that they're protecting ICE, or because they're protecting ICE, they've suddenly become stormtroopers. It is absolutely absurd.
That's what this is. It's
not tyranny, it's duty.
And the left has decided that violence for political purposes is okay. And that means they are fascists. That's what fascists did. It's what, before Hitler rose to power, his brown shirts went smashing windows. That's what Antifa is. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First first thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is in the Middle East to oversee the implementation of the first steps of his peace agreement. Leaders of several countries met today in Egypt to officially sign the peace deal as the nation of Egypt gave President Trump their highest award, the Order of the Nile. Earlier in the day, President Trump spoke to the Knesset in Jerusalem, announcing that all 20 of the surviving hostages had been released and were on their way to reunite with their families. The president said, "Today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace."
And there are 20 live hostages.
Yep.
Who are being reunited
have
with their families.
Point. Yeah, they're all back, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful story. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump ordered Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, to pay the troops, even though Democrats in Congress have shut down the government. While President Trump wasn't specific on where the funds would come from, he did insist that service personnel get paid on October 15th. Recently, the Congressional Budget Office wrote a letter to Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying there were several funds that would be able to be tapped into in order to pay the troops during the shutdown. These accounts started receiving mandatory funding under the One Big Beautiful Bill passed earlier this year and could legally have those funds diverted for military payroll.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense, but yet the Democrats continue to vote against funding our military.
They're given time and time again the opportunity to simply open up the government. There's nothing to concede here. There's not that they're giving up anything. The funding would stay the way it was before the shutdown.
Just continuing the status quo.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Trump administration has cut 20% of the workforce of the Department of Education. The cuts come as Democrats continue to keep the federal government shut down. 460 employees have now been laid off rather than being furloughed, which has historically been how the government handled shutdowns. President Trump has vowed to end the Department of Education altogether. He cited statistics showing that education in America has gotten worse since the department was founded back in 1979. Teachers' unions called the cuts to the DOE, quote, harmful to students. But Education Secretary Linda McMahon said this is about better management, not abandonment. We are focused on ensuring students receive services more efficiently and effectively.
Okay, but this isn't just the Department of Education. Liberals,
right.
Democrats in Congress have basically given President Trump a gift to shrink the size of government over this shutdown.
Right, because if you're not funding it, it can go away, right? It means it's not essential. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to Global Data Fusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio Podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, maybe I'm a little late to this story, but have you heard of mixed orientation marriage? That seems to be...
Mixed orientation marriage.
Mixed orientation marriage. Apparently, it's where, for example, a woman who identifies as straight is married to a man who identifies as gay. And they say that they marry one another to prove that love and commitment can flourish beyond traditional labels. So, for example, there's this one story. This is in today.com. I think the New York Times also ran this same story. So there's this woman named Samantha Greenstone. She is a straight. She identifies as straight. She's married to a man named Jacob Hoff, who identifies as gay.
Okay.
And she is pregnant with his child,
okay,
and they're about to celebrate their first anniversary. And the media is fawning over it like it's some grand new evolution in human civilization. I mean, now call me old-fashioned, and I do wear that label rather proudly, but something's off here. I mean, not just because two people want to make a life together, but because society keeps asking us to pretend this is as ordinary, just as natural as a conventional man marries woman union that built human civilization.
The thing that I'm most concerned about is how people are labeling themselves in this. Because if your primary label is I am a gay man rather than I am a husband, I have to tell you, this ain't going to work.
Well, they say it's monogamous.
I get it's
a monogamous relationship that occasionally they might together notice a handsome man.
Okay.
But that's as far as it goes.
Okay. And that's fine. But again, if you're first identifying that I'm gay rather than I'm a husband, there's a problem there.
But is this a marriage or a social experiment?
If you're focused on the labels, it's a social experiment. Because there can be people who have attraction, same-sex attraction, who say, you know what, that's not biblical, that's not what I want. And because everybody's got their own sin, everybody's got their own lust, so we all have to deal with all that. There are people who go, you know what, I am not going to give into that. I'm going to actually live in a biblical marriage the way that God intended. And so they say, I'm not going to go for the same-sex lust. That's fine. But they're focused on their identity in Christ, not their identity in social sexuality.
No,
that's the problem.
I'm with you there. Right. I get that.
We got a question for American mamas. Dear mamas, what's your reaction to all of the videos of the hostages being reunited with their families in Israel?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said,
and joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Okay, so I'm assuming you've been watching these videos all day.
I've been glued. Yeah? Yes. So first, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. And it is that same God that I thank. I thank him for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, because I do not think this could have happened with any other president.
You know, what's really interesting about this, when I've been reading some of the behind the scenes of the negotiations, right? It's that when Israel went and bombed Qatar and they tried to take out all the top Hamas folks and they missed, Qatar reacted to that and went, uh-oh, we're not safe. But what it did was it allowed an opening for Donald Trump to go in and tell Israel no more. Mm. And when he told Israel no more, the rest of the Middle East went, oh, wait, maybe Donald Trump is a fair player here. Mm-hmm. And Qatar was now afraid of Israel bombing them as they had bombed Iran.
Right.
And Qatar's like, okay, maybe we need to make Hamas come to the table. It created an opening that I don't know if anybody else saw.
He's the deal maker.
Right.
He is the deal maker. So, you know, all of these other presidents, they were trying to help them, Hamas, become like stronger, trying to give them things while trying to lessen the strength of Israel for some reason. I think what Trump did was he went in and he recognized, okay, here's the play at hand. Got to make them weaker. Got to make Hamas weaker where they have no other play, and let Israel know they have the power. But there was a moment where he had to tell Bibi, you know, take the F and win. What are you doing? You know, right. he had to tell, and he's good enough friends with him that he could, and Bibi was smart enough to take his advice. But I would say this, if you think about it, this is so ordained by God. I have no doubt that we went through 4 years of hell so that we could have him back to do all these things. I don't know another man that could have survived what he survived those 4 years with them trying to take out his family, take him out. And he continued to press forward because he knew there was a purpose. He knew there was something higher for him to do. And when I see the reunion of these people with their loved ones, wailing, not just crying, but they are wailing.
Right.
So thankful to God. It's almost like they died and now they're seeing their loved ones from heaven. Like that reunion is so glorious that I just imagine that's how it might be.
Well, you think of it. Your loved one has been taken hostage, right?
Yeah.
By a murderous terrorist organization. Yeah. What logic would you have to say, you know, they're going to come home and they're going to be fine? The logical thing would be to assume, yeah, they're dead.
Right.
And now you actually get 20 of them coming back after 2 years of this.
And the torture of imagining what's happening to them.
Oh, yeah. Very good point.
What's happening to them? What's happening to my baby over there? How are they torturing my baby right now? I cannot imagine the torture that has been going through these parents' minds and those who are taken by Hamas. You know, there's a story of a loved one. There was a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and he had the opportunity to actually be safe, and he wasn't going to leave her and to see their reunion. It is I can't stop watching it, and it brings tears to my eyes, and I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful for the people that were put in place, like Steve Witkoff, like Jared Kushner.
Okay, there's another great example. Jared Kushner had no part in this administration until the Qatar bombing.
Right.
And then Jared Kushner jumps back in, and because of the work, so Jared Kushner, for folks who may not remember, he is Ivanka Trump's husband, mm-hmm. and so he's the son-in-law, and he is Jewish.
Yes.
And he was the architect of the Abraham Accords.
Brilliant.
So because of the work he did with the Abraham Accords, he had credibility both, again, with the Arab and the Israelis.
Right.
He jumps back into this, and he and Steve Witkoff go over there, and they're doing shuttle diplomacy between Egypt, between Israel, between Saudi Arabia. He's going all over the Middle East. Again, without Jared Kushner, I don't know if this comes to peace.
And as a woman, you go back further and you think, oh my gosh, if he and Ivanka had not fallen in love and gotten married, would this have even happened? And, you know, today I was watching some friends on social media. They were getting so upset because they were saying, where are the celebrities that were, you know, just crying out to, you know, free?
Ceasefire now.
And I want to say, I don't get involved in it, but I want to say, don't worry about it. If we don't really care what they say during, you know, times when they're talking about who they want to vote for, their political leanings, if we really don't care, I don't care. We all know they virtue signal. And so don't even focus on that. Focus on what we have just witnessed, a miracle, a real miracle in our lifetime, something that presidents have tried for generations, and it has not happened. You know, when you're a little girl and you hear them ask the beauty pageant contestant, what would you like to see happen? And they say, peace in the Middle East. And you're like, what? That's so far removed from me. But now as an adult, as a 54-year-old woman, and I realize what has just taken place, all I can do is just lift my praise to God. I thank God.
It's a really good point. If I don't care what their Oscar speech says, what would they have to add in this moment?
I don't care.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, it's pretty easy to do. Just go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we've got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back. We're digging deep.
Choosy moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. baby. I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
We were just talking about Jared Kushner and Israel.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's certain corners of the internet that are pushing this idea that Donald Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, first of all, that they're controlled by Israel, number one. And number two is that somehow there's a master plan to turn Gaza into a luxury resort with Trump hotels and golf courses lining the Mediterranean.
Well, that's because Donald Trump said that. Donald Trump said that he wanted to turn Gaza
into a Riviera. But he didn't say he wanted to be lined with Trump resorts and hotels.
Okay, but you know, if Donald Trump could have had Trump Gaza, he would have Trump Gaza. Come on. I mean, that's not that far-fetched.
That's a huge conflict of interest. Come on. I mean, seriously, that's a little...
He has talked about, President Trump has said, the Gaza is great real estate. It should be like a Riviera. It should have hotels, it should have casinos.
And he said that the children of Gaza...
And casinos.
He said that the Palestinian children deserve a future that is prosperous. And I agree with that.
But initially when he said that, he was talking about the Mediterranean, the Riviera. When he's talking about the Gaza Riviera, he was suggesting that you take all the Palestinians that are there and move them to Jordan.
No, I understand,
move them to someone else.
You've got folks like Candace Owens that's out there saying that actually Trump and Jared Kushner are engineering this so that they can, in fact, make billions more dollars off this land that she believes belongs to the Palestinians.
Okay, so now what she's done is she's taken something that he said initially as a, and one of these things you've got to understand about Donald Trump, how he goes into negotiate, he will throw a bomb into the beginning of a negotiation to throw everybody off balance. He's going to try and change the status quo and the perspective of what's been going on, so that gives him leverage before the negotiations even begin. So I really believe that his throwing that out about the Gaza Riviera was to change up the thinking of people before you go in.
Absolutely.
And now you've got to look at what the deal is on the ground. And the deal on the ground is Egypt says, you're not moving the Palestinians here. Jordan says, you're not moving the Palestinians here. Qatar's too small. The United Arab Emirates is too small. Saudi Arabia saying, you're not moving the Gazans here. The Gazans aren't going anywhere. So all of that stuff just isn't going to happen. Candace Owens right now, I believe she's doing way too much fantasy thinking. She's got way too many conspiracy theories, and she doesn't do a good job these days of looking at reality and understanding reality.
No, I get it. But they're really, even though President Trump is, you know, he's painting a picture. He's painting a picture for the people of that region
of what their lives could be
right. In peace.
Yes, that's right.
In peace. And if we choose peace over war.
And that's what he was trying to do with that initial statement, and he's trying to change people's thinking.
So, but Trump building luxury hotels in
that's
Gaza,
At least not now.
I don't see that.
That's not going to happen now.
I don't
now.
See that ever.
Maybe if you get a huge peace agreement and Hamas is completely gone and a Palestinian state accepts Israel's right to exist, maybe. But that's not tomorrow. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So last week was a bad week for Katie Porter. You know Katie Porter?
Katie Porter.
So she's a Democrat, former congresswoman from the state of California. She ran for Senate last year in California, came in third. She's running for governor of California now and was the leading candidate.
Yes, I do know who this is.
All right, so here's an article from August. This is Emerson College polling. Quote, with Kamala Harris officially out of the race, Katie Porter has emerged as the Democratic frontrunner, increasing her support from 12% to 18% since the April Emerson poll.
Well, she was the Democratic frontrunner. I think she's lost significant support.
It's possible.
Over what happened.
Not only was she the leading Democrat in the race, but she was the leading candidate overall. Now, yes, as you point out, that may change. We'll have to see. Two big things came out last week. One, she threatened to walk out of an interview with a California reporter, news reporter, because she didn't like the questions. It was awkward, it was tense, and ultimately Porter didn't walk out, which is even more weird. If you say you're done with an interview, get up and walk out. Make your point and leave. She fiddled with her mic a little bit and then didn't walk out and sat there bickering with the reporter for a little longer. And not only does it look like you can't take tough questions, but then it looks like you can't stand up for yourself. So there's no upside to it. Either you don't threaten to walk out, or if you do threaten to walk out, you follow through and you walk out. So not only did she look like she couldn't take tough questions, she also looked very indecisive.
No, absolutely. And look, she has, you know, she's kind of built her brand as a fighter, you know, someone that can take the tough questions.
A fighter. Interesting word there. Because there's also the other problem she had last week. There's a video of an interview she did in 2021 that surfaced where she cussed out a staffer who got into the background of her shot. The reason the staffer got into the background of her shot was to try and tell her that she was trying to correct Katie Porter, who was saying things that were factually wrong in the interview, and Porter still cussed her out, right? So the betting markets, which had Porter as the most likely person to be the next governor of California, are now saying that the current U.S. Senator Alex Padilla would be the next governor, even though Padilla hasn't announced that he's running. But here's the thing. This fighting thing with Katie, the reputation of being a fighter, that's not just against Republicans. That's against anybody who comes into her orbit. This is not new.
Katie Porter's been known to be abrasive, abusive to her staff, and thin-skinned for years.
Let me ask you something. What about somebody that says you're being quite sexist?
Me?
Because
if a man
acted that way, okay, then you would go, oh, he's a tough guy. You know, he's no nonsense. I mean, he means business.
Wait.
But if a woman does it, I'm asking a rhetorical question, but just plain devil's advocate here.
Okay, well, then let's look at the details. Let's say we've got a man. Let's pick one out. Let's say Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's sitting there, he's on camera, and a young female staffer gets into the shot behind him, and he turns around and says, get the F out of my shot. How do you think Andrew Cuomo would have been portrayed in the media at that point? Do you think this is sexist, or do you think this is simply saying abusing young staffers is not okay, doesn't matter who you are, especially in the Me Too movement now? A man who does it would have already been vilified. I think Katie Porter's getting a pass from the media because she's a woman.
Oh, you see that completely opposite then.
In the world of Me Too, absolutely. You have a man cuss out a female staffer because she got into the background of the shot to correct him when he was factually wrong. Absolutely, he gets vilified for that. Absolutely these days.
And that's what her staffer did to her, right?
Yes. And by the way, there was a 2023 political report. Now, is political right-wing publication? No, they're left-wing publication. Are they misogynistic? No. But they did a report in 2023 talking about her abusing her staff repeatedly. And that's what part of took what her Senate campaign down last year. She's also apparently had problems with abusive behavior in her private life. Here's a quote from Wikipedia, not a right-wing outfit, right? They say, Porter married Matthew Hoffman, with whom she had three children in 2003. Porter filed for divorce in 2013. Their divorce was contentious, and both Hoffman and Porter sought help for anger management. So we have someone who's had problems with anger management for more than a decade. So
maybe she doesn't have the tenacity or the temperament. But look, if you can't handle the heat, you really don't deserve the kitchen, and you can't govern what you can't face.
But here's what I can't understand. Why would she have ever been attractive to Democrat voters? She's abusive. She's arrogant. She doesn't have a long list of accomplishments other than getting elected to Congress in the first place. She doesn't have original ideas. She's just mean. Well, so why are you voting for that?
Well, I mean, a lot of Democrats are pretty angry. I mean, they don't have a lot. They don't have a good sense of humor in the first place.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust.
You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey,
Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Ilhan Omar endorses this Somali First communist Minneapolis mayor, Omar Fatah.
Yeah. Are you surprised? Ilhan Omar's basically a socialist. She's certainly Somali first. She is not America first. She's an immigrant from Somalia. She's part of the group that wants to make Minnesota basically Muslim. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
I mean, this is exactly what we have been talking about in terms of what is going on in New York City with this Mandami.
By the way, this is all left over from Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the one who chose to import people from Somalia in mass groups into Minneapolis. He did the same thing with Pakistanis into the Houston area. He intentionally went to Middle Eastern countries and encouraged those people to immigrate into the U.S. into specific areas, and he was able to completely change the demographics of Minnesota. Minnesota was never a Muslim city. They have calls to Muslim worship, to Muslim prayer 5 times a day in the cities there. Same thing in Dearborn, Michigan. It didn't used to be a Muslim city. It is now, and that was Barack Obama's intention. That was his plan.
So Omar Fatah is calling himself a democratic socialist,
right,
which is supposed to sound friendlier than just a socialist,
well,
but
sure,
it's not.
If you vote for totalitarianism, it makes it nicer, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they say they don't want to take everything. They just want fairness. You know what that really means is they want control.
They want
control of your money,
right,
your business, your property, your choices.
Who gets to decide what's fair? The people? No. The politicians in power. That's who decides what's fair. And that's why this democratic socialism always leads to totalitarian socialism. That's where socialism always leads. You either have to eliminate socialism like they did in Scandinavia, or you have to go all the way. It doesn't work in between. And actually, it doesn't work if you go all the way. Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
So President Trump said this week, quote, "Marco will go down, I mean this, as the greatest Secretary of State in the history of the United States. I believe that. I believe it." Marco Rubio, I think, has done a remarkable job as Secretary of State, and I do believe there's an argument to be made. He could become the best Secretary of State in American history, and I think that's a bright spot for a country, especially when you look at the list of people who have been Secretary of State in the past.
Well, no, I think he has transformed himself.
Absolutely.
Tremendously, especially since he was known as Little Marco.
Well, Donald Trump was talking about that too. He says, you know, Marco and I went after each other pretty hard. It was a pretty brutal fight. Remember that, Marco? He said, and he's like, did you imagine we'd ever be here today?
talking about, you know, he and Marco working hand to hand to create peace in so many different regions of the world, and working for an America First agenda. And again, working so closely together that they're on the same mission. If you go back to where they were in 2016 and those political fights, yeah, this is something that would have been hard to see back then.
Well, I think from day one, Rubio made it clear that the days of apologizing for America were over.
That's right.
That the days of weakness under Obama and Biden were gone.
Right.
And he came in, obviously, with the full backing of President Trump's vision for a world where America leads again, and he certainly has delivered.
And again, if you're going to say he's the best Secretary of State in American history, you kind of got to look at who's had that office before. And there's some pretty big names on that list. Let's start with the first Secretary of State, well, the first full Secretary of State, Thomas Jefferson. He was Secretary of State under George Washington. He went on to be the third president of the United States. There have actually been several secretaries of state who later became president. You've got Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Martin Van Buren, James Buchanan. All of them were presidents after being Secretary of State. Henry Kissinger won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Absolutely.
My high school was named for John Foster Dulles. Daniel Webster was the Secretary of State twice in the 1800s. Then you have the Marshall Plan, which, you know, after World War II, that was named for George Marshall, who was the Secretary of State.
Well, James Baker, under George H.W. Bush, he managed the fall of the Soviet Union.
Right.
I wouldn't say the Gulf War Coalition was, it certainly was a successful operation.
I think so. You could also look at George Shultz in the late 1980s. You know, you talked about James Baker overseeing the fall of the Soviet Empire. George Shultz had a lot to do with some of that negotiating with the Soviets that actually led to their downfall.
And interestingly enough, John Quincy Adams, you mentioned,
yeah,
he was behind the whole Monroe Doctrine, which was the original,
right, yeah,
America First foreign policy.
That's right.
Because he wanted Europe. He warned Europe to stay out
of the U.S.,
the Western Hemisphere,
now,
altogether.
There have been some pretty awful secretaries of state recently. Antony Blinken, absolutely incompetent.
Oh, my goodness.
John Kerry, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, they were both under Obama. Hillary Clinton messed up Russia relations while giving them 25% of her uranium. She was then the leading voice for the bombing of Libya, which got our ambassador, her employee there, murdered and had his body drugged through the streets. Christopher Warren under Bill Clinton. It just, oh my gosh, you just wondered if anybody was home. So we've had some bad secretaries of state recently, and Marco Rubio looks even better when you compare him to them. But I think if you compare him historically, it's hard to find someone who's actually done more in less time as Secretary of State than Marco Rubio's done.
No, I think he has really developed into a statesman.
Yes.
Not a salesman and certainly not a politician. I think he doesn't see the world as a place to manage, but as a battlefield of ideas. You know, freedom versus tyranny, truth versus lies, strength versus surrender.
Let me just throw something out. Trump finishes his term. J.D. Vance gets 8 years. Marco Rubio gets 8 years. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Speaker Mike Johnson stepped up to the microphone today and said what every thinking American already knows in their gut.
Okay.
The Democrat Party is utterly rudderless.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and rudderless is the perfect word.
They have no direction. They don't know where they're
going.
It's
a ship without direction. It's a party without principle.
Yeah.
It's a movement that has lost its compass.
Their only compass, their true north is Donald Trump is evil. But
who's in charge of the Democrat Party?
Well, nobody's in charge of the Democrat Party. Even Democrats know nobody's in charge.
So there's
of the Democrat
no leader.
Party. But they all are united by, I hate Donald Trump. The problem with that ideology that Donald Trump is Hitler is that apparently Hitler just brought peace to the Middle East and freed 20 Jews who were still in captivity. Tell me how that's Hitler.
Okay, but no one's running the show.
No.
I find that very difficult. Someone behind the scenes has to be pulling the strings. I mean, how do you get all of these disparate folks, even though they all share hatred of Donald Trump, to basically sing in chorus with one another?
Well, they're not quite singing in chorus with one another. There's a lot of chaos involved in what's going on. And you do have a couple of Democrats straying from the main message. Even some advisors to President Obama are saying, we got to shut this. It's time to say whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Happy Columbus Day.
Yes, absolutely.
All of us know what Columbus did. Christopher Columbus, he sailed the ocean blue in 1492, but most of us have no idea of anything that Christopher Columbus said. So here are some of his words of wisdom on Columbus Day. He wrote, "I have always read that the world, both land and water, was spherical, as the authority and researches of Ptolemy and all the others who have written on the subject demonstrate and prove, as do the eclipses of the moon and other experiments that are made from east to west, and the elevation of the North Star from the north to south." He also wrote, "I have come to believe this is a mighty continent, which was hitherto unknown." That was on his third voyage. He wrote, "When there are such lands, there should be profitable things without number." And he also wrote, "The sea will grant each man new hope. The sleep brings dreams of home."
A great Italian.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.